When you walk into Dr. Suzanne Meniere's treatment room at the Anxiety Treatment Center of Northwest Arkansas, you'll notice the framed pictures on the wall are slightly crooked. That's on purpose, she says, to help her clients with obsessive compulsive disorder realize they can be comfortable in a room where things are not perfectly arranged. Dr. Suzanne Meniere is the only clinical psychologist in the state who is expert on OCD. Most recently, she practiced at Massachusetts General Hospital, Harvard Medical School's OCD Spectrum Disorder Clinic in Boston. She established her practice in Fayetteville in 2010. She conducts diagnostic assessments and cognitive behavioral treatment interventions for children, adolescent, and adult outpatient populations.
It's called the doubting disease. So the essential feature that is consistent across all different forms is this idea that I can't tolerate not knowing for sure. And so the different compulsions that people do are really aimed at trying to provide that certainty.
Meniere says on average it will take an adult with OCD 15 years to seek treatment, because most are too ashamed to admit to having a problem.
So OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder, and it has two components. One is the obsessions, which are unwanted, intrusive thoughts or images or impulses that recur to people over and over. And they usually have a sense of insight that it doesn't make sense, or that it's bizarre, or, you know, not similar to how they normally think and feel. And it causes them lots of distress and particularly anxiety. And then the other part is compulsions, which are the things that people do in order to reduce that distress. And those can either be physical behaviors. Common ones are washing your hands or checking things over and over, or they can be mental compulsions.
So compulsions are repetitive behaviors or thoughts that a person engages in to neutralize, counteract, or make their obsessions go away. According to the nation's leading research and advocacy institute, the International OCD Foundation, common obsessions may include perfectionism, scrupulosity or excessive concern with right and wrong, or for some, offending God, sexual obsessions, and fear of contamination from things like germs, chemicals, or dirt. And common compulsions may include excessive showering, household cleaning, checking, repetitive movement, especially in multiples, because it feels right, and hoarding. That's why treating OCD takes time.
So I specialize in treating anxiety disorders using a type of therapy called cognitive behavior therapy. So it's different from other forms of therapy in that it's really sort of focused on thoughts and behaviors that people are doing right now, and teaching them skills to learn how to change the things that are causing them problems.
So how can you tell if a person has OCD?
So one of the things that would be good is to look on the website for the International OCD Foundation, which is www.ocfoundation.org, and it lists common symptom types. So there are, common things like having problems with feeling like you're contaminated all the time, or that you might catch a disease. So somebody who has contamination concerns might wash their hands excessively, or they might change their clothes when they get home and have sort of clean and dirty areas that can't cross. or they might, somebody with checking concerns or the concerns about, did I turn off the coffee maker? They might go and check that, or have to lock the door several times and have routines that they have to follow in order to do that. Somebody with those sort of aggressive concerns might have to repeat certain behaviors to sort of cancel that, or say a prayer, or, you know, other things in order to try to prevent those things from happening.
Dr. Meniere says OCD can be socially debilitating.
When we're talking about somebody with obsessive compulsive disorder, these behaviors have really gotten to a far extreme where they're performing them for more than an hour every day. And they're things that really cause them lots of distress and start to interfere with their job. You know, they're getting late to work, or they can't go to work, or they're staying home and avoiding social situations, or, you know, it's really causing some kind of impact on their functioning.
few understand what OCD is because popular culture portrays it as amusing and quirky.
I think one of the things that is a misconception or doesn't come across in TV that is one of the things that kind of bothers me isn't shown as much is the treatment.
Drug therapy can also be helpful if administered correctly.
So the most common types of drugs that are prescribed for OCD are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or SSRI antidepressants. And so they usually start with that. One of the things that is an important fact to know about that is that typically the doses that are effective for OCD are higher than the clinical range for depression. And so often people don't get treated with an adequate dose. Particularly if they see their primary care doctor, they may not be aware that they have to go to higher levels of the medication in order to achieve benefit. And then sometimes there are supplements that are added afterwards if there isn't a total response to that.
But Dr. Manier says some obsessions and compulsions may be much darker.
Ones that have more social stigma to them, like the aggressive concerns or sexual concerns. Some people have intrusive thoughts of incest or fear that they are a pedophile or worry that they can't know for sure what their sexual orientation is. And these are things that are really distressing to a lot of people. And because they are aware that this is bizarre and doesn't fit with how they see themselves, they're really reluctant to talk to other people about it. Because if I know it's weird, how is somebody else going to react to this?
But Dr. Manier says, unlike sociopathic predators, people with OCD who consider violent acts rarely act on them. Instead, they engage in self-compulsive activity. So what causes OCD?
Well, we know that there are some genetics involved, and so it does tend to run in families. And there are a group of disorders called the obsessive-compulsive spectrum disorders that all tend to sort of run together in families. And so that we know that there's that influence. But there are certain areas of the brain that seem to be not working properly with this. There's one part of the brain that's called the anterior cingulate gyrus, which is responsible for telling you when you made a mistake that we know is hyperactive. So people who have OCD, as they're going about life, have this part of their brain saying something is wrong, you know, much more often than the rest of us do.
Some 4 million Americans suffer with obsessive compulsive disorder. And to help advocate for people with the disorder, that's why Dr. Manier and her colleagues have formed OCD Northwest Arkansas to promote awareness and access to treatment here, working with select area providers. OCD Northwest Arkansas is a member of the International OCD Foundation, the nation's leading resource and advocacy group. The foundation funds research, provides access to treatment, educates professionals on how to treat OCD, and sponsors National OCD Awareness Week every October. OCD Northwest Arkansas has put together the state's first OCD awareness event this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall on the University of Arkansas campus near the corner of Maple and Leverett Streets in Fayetteville. And Dr. Suzanne Manier hopes the local event will build community around the disorder.
There's a lot of people who suffer from OCD and sort of feel like they're the only one to have this experience. And so this will allow people to meet one another and also families to meet one another because OCD affects the whole family.
The Saturday event will host a meet and greet, followed by a live national webcast produced by the International OCD Foundation, featuring winning art, film, and literary works created by people with OCD. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.